There are two types of ethanol. The most common uses a blend of 15% corn. The other is E85, 85% corn and only 15% gas.
Ethanol is moonshine.
Paul Olson is president of Utica Energy, an ethanol plant located outside of Oshkosh. This weekend, he's christening a new pump that'll dispense the E85 fuel. There are several other such pumps around the state. E85 only works in so-called flex fuel vehicles. Olson hopes to open many more E85 pumps, but he says Wisconsin's tough regulations will make it hard to open more ethanol manufacturing plants.
And Wisconsin's probably the toughest state in the United States in environmental laws, which isn't bad. But in the same token, it's working with private business to get these plants built is a must.
People who live near ethanol plants complain about noise and smell, according to Madison attorney Glenn Stoddard. He's represented community groups against fuel companies at least six times, including a case that challenged Utica Energy.
It's touted as sort of a motherhood and apple pie kind of thing by the industry, but what we found is that the cost of producing it is quite high, and it requires a great deal of energy to actually produce the energy that you get from ethanol. So from an energy balance standpoint, it's really not that positive.
Still, there is some state support for ethanol. A proposal in the legislature would require 10% of Wisconsin's fuel to be corn-based. And Governor Jim Doyle was on hand to accept a flex-fuel Chevy Tahoe. The truck is on loan and will travel the state touting E85 fuel at county fairs and other events this summer. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.